Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into Straight Talk, where we do it Monday through Friday here at Substation 2 on Cherry Road, across from Winthrop University, talking about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and anything that's going on up and down I-77. And we do it on South Carolina's most honored radio station, WRHI-FM 100.1. Our broadcast is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. My Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And as always, our streaming, which enables us to be heard around the world, is provided by highspeedweb.net. The Executive Director of Family Promise of York County, Leslie Starnes, is our guest this afternoon, and we'll be talking to her about a whole potpourri of items in this 30 minutes that I promised her was going to zoom by, and she was going to have so much fun she'd want to do it again. So, Matt, we could go long. I don't know. We'll let you know. But, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, for as you know, you see, you're a local girl. We talked before we came to air. And you have seen the extraordinary, tremendous growth in what you do. You've been impacted by it. But before we get into all that, tell us a little bit, for those who may not know Leslie Starnes, about Leslie Starnes.
Yes, as you said, I am a local girl. I've lived here all of my life. Went to Northwestern High School.
And
Trojans. Yes, go Trojans. Graduated and went on to go and get my Bachelor's of Social Work degree from Winthrop University, and then decided I wanted to get my Master's degree, so went on to the University of South Carolina in Columbia and got my Master's degree, and have been working in South Carolina in Rock Hill ever since. Been with Family Promise for about 15 years now.
Well, that's interesting, because Family Promise, I think you mentioned to me earlier, has only been around for about 20 years, but you're part of the national Family Promise. Is that right?
We are. We have one of over 200 affiliates in the United States. We are located in over 43 states now. So we have really grown. Family Promise as a national program was founded in 1988 by Karen Olson. She decided that families needed shelter programs as well as single men and women did, and she felt like there was compassion in the community she was in New Jersey, and she opened a Family Promise utilizing the local church congregations in that area.
And you guys are a nonprofit, so it's not like you're in this for the money, because,
no.
Well, surprise, surprise, there is none.
That's correct.
But tell me, Family Promise of York County, your motto, building community, strengthening lives. But you have a number of programs, and I wanted to get into that off the bat.
We do. We have two main programs at Family Promise. Our first program that we have is called our Interfaith Hospitality Network program, and that is our program that serves Family Promise, or families that consist of families with minor children. So that can be single moms with children, single dads with children, or two-parent families with children. We also are able to help non-traditional family units, such as maybe grandparents that have custody of their children, or aunts or uncles that have custody. And so that program, we utilize the faith-based community in Rock Hill to assist us with providing shelter to those families. And we have 12 different host churches here in Rock Hill that host our families a week at a time. And so our families go to those churches in the evening, and they're there from 6 p.m. till 7 a.m., and the churches provide them with their evening meal, and then they take their Sunday school classrooms and turn them into bedrooms for each of the families to stay there at the churches. And then when they leave the church at 7 o'clock in the morning, they come back to our family center, which is on Main Street here in Rock Hill. And they work with our service coordinator there in regaining self-sufficiency and independence. So they have a goal plan that they form with that service coordinator to help them be able to get back on their feet. And our hope is that they would only be with us for 90 days, and we would be able to help them get into a permanent housing situation before the end of that 90 days.
How big of a success rate are you having with this? Because this seems to be homelessness, you know, it's a national epidemic, and the kind of homeless you're describing is almost like a shadow homeless where we don't hear a lot about families being homeless. It's always the individual and, you know, that sort of thing. How epidemic is this situation?
Well, it is quite large. We get probably between 6 to 10 calls a day for assistance. A lot of times the families that are seeking assistance from us, there's a fear out there of letting people know that they're homeless. You know, there's that fear that DSS might come in and take their children from them if they knew that they didn't have a stable place to sleep. They're not usually the homeless you're going to see on the street corners panhandling or out seeking those services from people. So, you know, there are multiple different statistics out there regarding family homelessness, but right now the largest statistic is that about 35% of our nation's homeless are families.
My gosh.
And it keeps growing every year.
What are the root causes of this situation?
A lot of it has to do with our affordable housing here in the U.S. You know, our minimum wage right now is at $7.25, and right now it is estimated that the average rental for a two-bedroom to be able to afford it is going to be, you would have to make $21.21 per hour to afford to rent it.
And that's just the minimum, the bare minimum, the poverty line, so to speak.
Yes. So when you take into account, most of our families are making $7.25, maybe if they're lucky, $9 or $10 an hour. Mm-hmm. There's a big discrepancy there in what they're bringing in and what they need for actual rent, which then leads to them, if there's an unexpected expense or if they lose time at work because someone's sick, maybe a child is out of school and they have to stay at home with them because they don't have another caretaker to take care of that child, that unexpected loss of income can cause them not to be able to pay their rent that month, and then they end up getting an eviction notice and end up where if they lack those family supports to help them out, they're seeking programs such as ours to try to you know, be able to get themselves back on their feet.
They're just looking for some help is what that you're providing.
Exactly.
I mean, because it just spirals from there, what you just mentioned. I mean, it could be, you know, anything, you know, sickness, any just those little bumps in the road that we all encounter in our lives.
And
in their case, this can be quite devastating.
Right, and they say about 47% of Americans lack that ability to take care of an unexpected $400 bill if it popped up during the month without having to sell something or work some overtime if that was possible to be able to take care of that expense. We just don't have the savings in our families anymore because it's taking every dime to be able just to maintain our regular everyday expenses.
And that's just to stay even. We're not
even
talking luxuries or the occasional take the family out for ice cream or something.
Oh, no. Most of our families, when they come to us, they've had to give up all of those luxuries. They usually have lost everything even when they've moved or been evicted because they couldn't even afford to get a storage unit to put their furniture in so they get back on their feet. Most of them end up in hotels for a while. And if you've stayed in a hotel lately, that is not inexpensive, even here in Rock Hill.
It
can cost you anywhere from $50 to $75 a night to get a hotel room. So if they get into that cycle of having to stay in the hotels, it's very hard for them to then be able to save any type of money to get their deposits and their first month's rent to be able to get out of that hotel room and back into stable housing.
Yeah, because based on the number that you just said for a two-bedroom house, I mean, you're talking $1,500 to $2,000 for that deposit, which is usually your first and last month rent, you know, and
Right.
You know.
And that's why all of our services are free to our families. We work with them a lot on their budgeting skills and trying to help them get out of that cycle of living paycheck to paycheck, learning to put, even if it's just $5 aside each week when they get paid, once they leave us, that way they would have a little bit to fall back on, making wise decisions on when you're having to purchase something and taking on new debts and learning to kind of pay ahead things instead of always paying them right when they're due.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a lot of us fall into that, you know.
Oh, yes.
for whatever reason. Exactly.
Yeah.
But how are you all funded? I mean, you're a non-for-profit.
Right. So a lot of our churches, we have 12 different host churches that support us through doing the host churches, churching at night. And then we also get grants from local foundations.
Okay.
We have some fundraisers that we do each year. And so one of those fundraisers is coming up. We have a gala that'll be on September the 27th. That provides us with some funding throughout the year. We also do two large yard sales each year, one in the spring and one in the fall, and those have grown to be quite large, and so they bring in a lot of funding. And then we have individual donors that support us and our calls for helping families.
Does the government help you out at all?
We do have one grant from the government. It's called the Emergency Solutions Grant, or ESG grant.
That you had to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to qualify for? Or?
There are quite a few hoops for the amount of money that you get. But, you know, we are a very cost-efficient program. For every dollar that we get in donations, we are able to provide $3 worth of services in goods to our clients. We work a lot with volunteer hours instead of paid staff, and so we have about 60 to 70 volunteers a week at the churches that allow us to do what we do. If it wasn't for our volunteers at the churches, we would not be able to help the people that we help.
No, because I think you told me before we came to air, you are the only full-time employee, and you've been at this for 15 years. You're the executive director, the boss lady, if you will. And then you've got, like, two part-time employees, and then everyone else is a volunteer.
Yes.
But it is very heartening to know that so many people are volunteering of their time and talents to do what is essentially God's work.
Right. You know, we have wonderful congregation help. You know, the volunteers there are always willing when we contact them with needs or things that maybe we're looking to start up with our families, to assist us in any way that we can. You know, the community at large, if we have a need and we put it out there on Facebook or in a newsletter, you know, people always come through for us and help us.
What kind of success rate are you all having?
So last year in our programs, we had 18 different families that came through Family Promise, and we were able to successfully help 14 of those families get into permanent stable housing solutions for their families. The largest barrier we face with some of our families is just finding that affordable housing option for them. But we were proud to say that 14 of the 18 were able to get into their housing. The ones that we still have contact with are still in that housing today, which is phenomenal. So that means they learned something while they were with us and were able to take it on and, you know, be able to have a safe place for their children to sleep.
So they're sleeping at the churches that are kind enough to open their doors overnight.
Yes.
And then they're coming to you during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
What is their average day like with you all? I mean, obviously, you know, you have classes and things of this nature, and
walk
me through that.
Sure. So their average day when they get there, most of the families need to help their children get ready for either daycare or school, and so the school buses pick up at our family center each morning. Once the kids get off to where they need to be, that's when the work really starts for the parents. So if some of the parents are already working when they come to us, so they're able to get ready for work, they take their showers, get on to work. The ones that don't have employment, when they come to us, they are required to start looking for employment immediately. And so they will spend most of their day on our computers in our computer lab, filling out job applications. They may have volunteers that come in to help them with resume writing. They will be meeting with Lori, our service coordinator, and talking about what they need to do to be able to get back into their own housing. You know, we offer some classes for them in the evenings on financial literacy. They'll go on interviews during the day. Usually early afternoon, the kids will start coming home from daycare and from school on the school buses. So they'll start getting ready for their evening and taking their showers, maybe doing some homework before they head to the churches, and then go to the church at 6 o'clock.
Now, you've mentioned daycare twice in the course of this. There is a significant expense.
Yes, it is a very huge expense. Right now, they're averaging that the average American will pay more in daycare in a year for a child than it would cost them to send a child to in-state tuition at college or university.
Yeah, at a private school, exactly.
Right. And so South Carolina, we are fortunate. If a child is in a homeless shelter, there are some ABC vouchers that we can get them to help them assist with getting child care for their children. And so while they're homeless, we can get them into those daycare situations so the parents have that free time to find their employment and get a job.
You mentioned DSS earlier, Department of Social Services. Mm-hmm. For those who may not know what those letters stand for, is there a relationship between you all and them in this process?
Yes, they support our program in that they see it as being a viable living situation for children. We've never had any issues with them wanting to remove any children just because they were in our shelter. You know, we have in the past run into some families that have had some situations with DSS, but it had nothing to do with their housing situation, right. And we've been able to help them overcome that. But yeah, they work great with us. Like I said, they help us with those ABC vouchers to help these parents be able to get to work, because we find that most parents do want to work, but when you're strapped with, you know, having two or three kids that need daycare at $150 a week, and you might could get a job at $8 an hour, you're going to be paying all that money out again in daycare.
Yeah, it's going to daycare.
So it's like, okay, what's the sense in working? I'll stay home and watch my kids and then, you know, figure out a way of paying the bills.
Exactly. Maybe watch some other people's kids and start your own little daycare.
Right.
Exactly.
Watch some kids
out of
house.
It would seem to me that you all would be a great, you know, thing for DSS and just removing some of their caseload and taking the burden off of that. I mean, they are overwhelmed
they are
and have
so
been forever. I have friends that are caseworkers that I've known for 30 years, and the story is always the same. They just can't keep up with it. It's just
right. It's
like putting your finger in the dike, you know, and then another hole pops, and you only have so many fingers, and there's more holes than fingers, and
yes. On
and on the analogy goes. So, yeah, it would seem to me that this is a good thing, you know, as far as aiding and assisting them in their efforts.
Yeah, we get a lot of referrals from them. They will call us when people out of desperation seek help from them, like, where do I go? What can I do? I don't want my children to go in foster care, but I also can't have them sleeping in my car. And so they will call us whenever they run across families or have families come to them that say that they need help. So we try to help them as much as we can. You know, unfortunately, we have a space limitation for how many families and how many people we can help at a time. But we try to also refer them to other agencies in the area or assist them in any way we can to be able to help those families.
Leslie Starnes is our guest today. We're going to take our mid-program break and let her catch her breath. See, I told you, we're going to cover a lot of ground here in a short period of time. She's the executive director of Family Promise of York County, and we have a lot more questions for Leslie when we come back on the other side of our mid-program break. I will remind you that Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And as always, we broadcast live right here at Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Leslie's alma mater, Winthrop University. Here's the high-pressure part of the program now, Leslie. And we even have a cue card here for you. Each day, and this is what they do here at Substation 2. You ever eaten here?
I have.
Then you know it's about as good as it gets. And the only way they do it is they make these subs and salads right before your very eyes. And they do it by slice, slice, slice.
Garden.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And thank you very much, David. We are back with Leslie Starnes, the Executive Director of Family Promise of York County, and talking about, well, not only their mission, but how they assist families. Now, we were talking earlier, we opened up about programs, and I wanted to come back to program number two, if you will, and have you go into more depth about that.
Yes, so program number two is called our Fresh Start Program. And that program we started in 2011. Housing and Neighborhood Services, actually, and the United Way was doing a Project Connect event. And it came about that a family came to the director at the time seeking assistance. And he brought the family over to our Family Promise table to see if we could help them. Unfortunately, this was a retired couple. It was a married couple that had been living in hotels for over 8 years.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's a very long time. They were on a very fixed budget. You know, they could not get out of that cycle of staying in the hotels. And he saw our name, Family Promise, and was like, well, they should be able to help you. You're a family. You're a married couple. Unfortunately, when they came to our table, because they did not have minor children, they did not qualify at the time for our program. And so at that time, the director said, you know, we need to do something about this. Where can married couples that are homeless go? And so we started working together, and we formed a program called Fresh Start, and they actually donated a duplex to us to use for a shelter for married couples. And so we are able to help two couples in that program, or family units, and so we do everything the same with them, just like we do with the families that have minor children, with requesting or requiring, actually, that they find employment and that they get on a strict budget and save their earnings so they can get into their own housing. And it's been a very successful program. We're happy to have it. And, it's wonderful. And it serves a population of Rock Hill that before we had that program was not being served by anyone. Normally when a couple, maybe an older couple, became homeless, the woman would have to go to a women's shelter and the man would have to go to the men's shelter and then come back together maybe once they were able to save money and find housing for themselves.
That's a terrible, terrible way to live.
It is, and I just can't imagine, you know, being 50, 60 years old and being married for 30 or 40 years, becoming homeless, and nobody would help us together, making us separate in our, you know, most trying time probably of our whole marriage, and we have to separate while we go through that. So we're happy to be able to serve that population of families as well.
Now, it takes money to do what you do, and you have a gala coming up. I wanted to come back to that because that is next month during September.
Yes.
And it sounds like a really fun event to begin with, but this is a great opportunity for people to come out there, and you want to make yourself feel good about yourself. This is the kind of event you go to, and there's no minimum or maximum of what you can contribute to this, and not only have a great time, but come away feeling a whole lot better about yourself and knowing that you helped, and maybe even get yourself further involved along the volunteer lines. You looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. Our volunteers help not only at our churches in the evening, but also at our day center. So we are looking for volunteers that might be willing to help us with getting people back and forth to appointments. Maybe coming and helping someone in their job search efforts. If someone has a skill that they might be able to teach a life skills class for our families. We're always seeking donations, and so if someone has extra furniture that they're needing to get rid of, that maybe they're replacing their couches and they're still in good shape, we're happy to take those off your hands, because when our families leave our program, we try to give them what they need for their home. So the more we're able to give them in donated items, the less they have to purchase. And so that's more money that they can save for a rainy day. And you mentioned our gala. It is on September the 27th. If anyone is interested in coming, they can give us a call at our family center, and we can put them on the list to attend. It is going to be at Southern Charm Events, and it's a wonderful night. It's on a Friday night. We have three plays that'll be done. They're one-act plays. They're written and acted by local playwrights and actors here in the Rock Hill community. We serve a dinner in between the plays. You'll get to learn about Family Promise and the families that we serve. And, yeah, we raise money as well.
All right. For people who want to get in contact with you that may be intrigued by all this, what's the phone number?
Our number is 329-2456, and that is 803. And we are located at 404 East Main Street in Rock Hill.
Do we have a website?
We do. It is familypromiseyc.org.
Very easy to remember all this stuff.
Yes.
The phone number again, 803-329-2456. And their website again, familypromiseyc.org. And there's no reason that you can't get involved. In fact, how you can help, you have a list of things here that I just noticed. You'll take used cars, furniture, as you mentioned, household items, clothing. You can bring to Family Promise. Monetary contributions important. You can volunteer your time. They can even invite you to speak with your church, company, or organization about Family Promise and what they do. But the one that I like right here, pray for the homeless and hurting and for those who help them.
Yes.
It's a good thing to do. That's the fastest 30 minutes. We're done.
Well, thank you for having me.
Leslie Starnes, it's a privilege and pleasure. You're doing God's work and your volunteers and your staff, and bless you all. She is the executive director of Family Promise of your county, and you can again call them up at 803-329-2456. They'll be waiting to hear from you. Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. We broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop University, where they make fresh subs and salads right before your eyes. And the way they do that is
slice,
garden. We'll see you Monday on Straight Talk. Our guest will be Rebecca Melton, president of the United Way of York County. Have a great weekend.